David Mamet has turned his one-act play Edmund into a movie. Originally staged in the early 80s, the movie version stars longtime Mamet collaborator William H. Macy. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
David Mamet's play Edmund is an early work, lean and stark, from the days before he won a Pulitzer in 1984 for Glengarry Glen Ross, before his driving, purposefully stilted dialogue attracted legions of imitators, before Mamet himself became something of a self-parodist. It's the story of an everyman fighting vainly and horrifically against his dehumanization. It's Mamet's version of Georg Büchner's Woyzeck. But instead of a little man losing his individuality in a new industrial age, Mamet's protagonist is a 70s white American male, the kind who in Death Wish and Taxi Driver felt their potency drained in the urban jungle. Edmund begins with a lowly corporate drone, played on screen by William H. Macy, asserting his freedom by leaving his wife and heading out into the night. But free or not, he has no power. He can't afford the women he meets, strippers and whores mostly, and he's preyed on by bigger, nastier African Americans. He arms himself and lashes out, but violence brings him no peace. The ending, in which Edmund accepts his subjugation and muses, "When we fear something, I think we wish for it," is a psychosexual stunner, and far more fascinating than the conclusions of Mamet's subsequent plays and films. Edmund is reductionist, and since Mamet's vision is vinegary to begin with, the reduction can make you choke. There were walkouts at the screening I went to, people repelled by the racism, sexism, misogyny, and carnage. I was repelled too, but on its own acrid terms, the movie is impressive. The director, Stuart Gordon, once ran Chicago's Organic Theater, at which Mamet's Sexual Perversity in Chicago premiered, before finding fame with the outrageous mad scientist splatter comedy Reanimator. Gordon has been gone too long from theater. You can taste his relish in staging each of Edmund's mostly emasculating encounters. Mamet wrote the screenplay, and there's no attempt to make the work more cinematic. You either go with the artificiality or you laugh at it. I found myself doing both, but also savoring the diction of Mamet prose like Joe Mantegna, who sets the tone in an early bar scene. His character speaks with both anger and envy of blacks who just want to, quote, sit under the tree and watch the elephant. He doesn't blame them, he says, because the pressure of modern life is too much. And Macy's Edmund nods dumbly. Macy is a strange camera object. His ears stand out from his white and slightly wattled face. At first, he's monotonic and internal, but he grows ever more insistent. He begs a strip club waitress, played by Denise Richards, not to take advantage of him and gets himself thrown out of the club. After challenging the honesty of a card shark, he's beaten and robbed by black men, but he pawns his ring for a big knife and turns the tables. He turns them too far, actually. In his newfound potency, he meets a waitress played by Julia Stiles, who's never seen anything like him.
Sit down.
I can't. I'm working.
You can do anything you want to do. You don't sit down because you're working. The reason you don't sit down is you don't want to sit down, because it's more comfortable to accept a law than question it and live your life. All of us, we've bred the life out of ourselves. We live in a fog. We live in a dream. And we are dead. How old are you?
23.
I've lived in a fog 47 years. Most of the life I have to live, it's gone. I wasted it because I didn't know. And you know what the answer is? To live. That's it. In one moment, for which I thank God. To live.
That's some clunky dialogue there. And when Edmund goes home with the waitress, it's bizarre, because he's spattered with blood, and it's not like he looks like Brad Pitt. Stiles can't make sense of the character. Maybe she's too realistic an actress. Or maybe it's that a true confused innocent like this waitress is outside Mamet's range. But there are actors at Edmund you'll see with new eyes, like George Wendt as a Russian pawn shop owner, Mina Suvari as a prostitute who's all pleasure and then all business, and Bokeem Woodbine as the muscular black man with whom Edmund shares a prison cell. It's disgusting, depressing, absurd, and dated. Yet Edmund is still worth braving to experience America's best-known serious playwright at his most eviscerating.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.